Leading the news this morning, the top US commander in Afghanistan is fighting to keep his job after criticising President Obama and top US officials during a press interview. His aides told the magazine that General McChrystal wasn't impressed by Mr. Obama at their first meeting. The general has apologised for the comments, but he's been summoned to Washington to explain himself. Two Australian soldiers injured in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan remain in a critical condition. Three Australian soldiers killed in the crash have been named as Benjamin Chuck, Tim James Alpin and Scott Travis Parker. They died along a US soldier when their chopper crashed in northern Kandahar. Six of the seven soldiers wounded in the incident have had surgery and two are in intensive care. Another former Victorian policeman has backed claims that a rape investigation involving AFL player Stephen Milne was compromised. Former detective Scott Gladman was the first to tell Channel 9 that fellow officers pressured him to drop the case. And last night, Mike Smith said he was also harassed by nine fellow policemen who supported Milne's team St Kilda. The Office of Police Integrity will now investigate, but Milne denies all the allegations. In Brazil, 1,000 people are missing after floods swept through the country's northeast. At least 38 people have died during a week of heavy rain. 100,000 people have fled their homes and a state of emergency has been declared in several districts.